Unit 5. Organization Structure.
Part A. Posłuchaj tego tekstu, a potem otwórz swoją książkę.
There are many types of organizational structures, and no structure is better than another. Which one is correct for a particular business depends upon many things. These are the type of business, size and scope of operations, style of management, staff, location, employee skills and education level, etc. In business, organization structure means the relationship that exists between positions and the people who hold the positions. A good organization structure should provide an efficient work system as well as a system of communication.
Don't forget it.
Particular.
Szczególny. Dane.
Particular. Depend upon.
Zależeć od.
Depend upon. Scope.
Zakres.
Scope. Staff.
Personel.
Staff. Employee skills.
Umiejętności pracownicze.
Employee skills. Relationship.
Związek.
Relationship. Hold a position.
Zajmować stanowisko.
Hold a position. Efficient work system.
System wydajnej pracy.
Efficient work system. Part D. Business conversation.
Hello, my name is Stan Tigiel. May I speak to Mr. Schultz, please?
I'm sorry, Mr. Tigiel. Mr. Schultz is out. May I take a message?
Yes. I have an appointment with Mr. Schultz tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Yes?
And I'm afraid I can't make it.
I see. Would you like to reschedule the appointment?
No, thank you. Something important has come up. I'll call Mr. Schultz later today.
Part E. Business behavior.
Przeczytaj i porównaj tego typu zachowania z polskimi nawykami.
It is always a good idea to confirm any appointment which you made more than a week earlier. But occasionally it is necessary to delay an appointment or cancel it. And if you must cancel an appointment through a third person, it is not necessary to explain why you must do it. However, it is polite to call later and explain directly to the person involved. Part F. Business talk.
Domyśl się z definicji znaczeń tych słów.
Receipt.
Written statement that money, goods, or mail has been received.
Receipt. Debt.
Something that is owed another person.
Debt. Discount.
An amount of price reduction.
Discount. Gentleman's agreement.
An unwritten agreement guaranteed only by the honor of the people involved.
Gentleman's agreement. Part G.
A teraz powiedz po angielsku. Dżentelmenski układ nie potrzebuje żadnych rachunków.
A gentleman's agreement doesn't need any receipts.
Musisz być odpowiedzialny za swoje długi.
You have to be responsible for your debts.
Jeśli dostaniemy obniżkę, kupimy te towary.
If we get a discount, we will buy all these goods. End of Unit 5.